You're listening to a sermon podcast for a time like this from St. Benedict's Table, a congregation of the Anglican Church of Canada located in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
This week's sermon podcast is a little bit different in that on September 12th, we celebrated an ordination. Paul Peters Derry was ordained to the transitional diaconate of the Anglican Church, which means that in time he will move forward to priesthood after a time as a deacon. Paul, however, is not new to ministry by no means. He's been in active ministry for over 30 years in congregational contexts and in institutional chaplaincy or spiritual care, which is the case now, as he is the clinical lead in spiritual care at one of our city's hospitals. This sermon was preached by Bishop Jeff Woodcroft to mark Paul's ordination.
In the name of the one God who forms and shapes us in Christ, amen. As Christ births a fresh spirit of hope and trust in God's eternal promises, we gather, celebrate, and continue to help God form a deacon. You and I are not attendees. This is no spectator sport, nor is it an event for the faint of heart. No, we are participants in God's mission, bringing mission forward in worship, fellowship, and the relations we form in Christ. You and I are called and chosen, participating as vehicles of God's grace, equipping Paul to expand his gifts and skill sets as a deacon, not necessarily because he needs it, but because we do. Practicing first as a deacon, Paul builds his standards and best practices to teach and develop new and used disciples. It is indeed for you and I that this disciple is made deacon today. We, the church, an essential appendage of the body of Christ, are lacking, and we've grown very tired. But now, we prepare to do as Jesus taught the church to do in every age. We have allowed God to call through us this disciple, a call that claims our need as fellow disciples to be guided into the 24/7 practice of loving God's creation and especially the human family. So I really need to ask myself, and I need to ask all of you, if we intend to be guided by a new deacon. Are we willing to accept that he is truly gifted to interpret to the church the needs, concerns, and hopes of the world? The world in which we live oftentimes seems broken, fearing, and encumbered with estrangement, prejudice, and discrimination. A world not unlike that of the time of Jesus. Will we yearn to hear God through his interpretation and respond as disciples and continue training for God's mission? Will we continue to offer him our trust as he will soon also be made a priest? Will we trust him to enable us to be sacrament to the world in which we live? God calls each disciple to many active roles in the ministration of love for the health of all creation. The church sees this out by establishing orders of mutual support and affection so that no one disciple needs to be alone or left behind. I see the importance of deacon shifting from our recent past, perhaps more so to that of the church of the first century and a half, following the resurrection of Jesus. Deacons ought to spend considerable time and effort, years of faithfully mentoring, not simply gathering new members, but doing the work of making disciples, disciples whose God-given gifts are for the healing of the nations, challenging unjust structures and allowing God to minister through them in varying ways and capacities. Deacons provide not only sustenance and healing, but also instruction for the church using the good news of God in Christ as the template for the faithful living of all disciples. It sounds like an overwhelming task to me, yet his task, this one's task, is nowhere near as overwhelming as the task before you and I. To be taught again, anew, what God desires from us in this present day. Because I can tell you with certainty that it has changed from what I remember being taught yesterday, and the day before that, and the day before that. Paul, the Lord helps me, therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near, writes the prophet Isaiah. This from the second part of that passage before us today. It's important for our relationship with one another in the body of Christ to this very day. For in this statement of faith, you and I are brought to a fullness which without God, present and active, would never be realized. We have learned to trust that God is present. You have courageously listened to God's leading and invited the church to engage in listening for the voice that calls us to speak it. In the context of the second book of Isaiah, the writer describes the chosen speakers of God's message to encourage, strengthen, love those who shall listen. Because God is doing something new, bold, and out of the ordinary. You have been given a tongue, that of a teacher, that you may know how to sustain the weary with a word. And now, more than ever, disciples need that word to be re-energized for deep mission. You do not turn backwards. Rather, your courage has propelled you forward constantly, a noble attribute, yet one you will now be called upon to teach more than to wield. And tonight, as Israel did so long ago with Isaiah, we listen for the reckoning of God's mercy and word through you. Jesus said to his disciples, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." This, of course, immediately after he foretold the disciples of his own death. Figuratively, spiritually, physically, perhaps even economically, you are to exemplify and live this out, especially as a deacon, equipped with a tongue for teaching. You know the cross, and we all need a continual reminder of it, so that we can live our faith to the fullest in this one body of Christ. You know the resurrected Christ, the head of the body. Make disciples who know this and live this. Also said in the gospel, "Who do you say that I am?" It's a question that you're going to be wrestling with, but it's the answer that needs to be boldly proclaimed with the other disciples. We need to all to be able to boldly proclaim, "You are the Messiah, the chosen, the incarnate. You're the Son of God, for God's sake. On you, we're hanging our trust, our loyalty, and our hope to be that one body that is called to action in the world. I am so very excited that those participating this night and I shall be brought to new beginnings, fresh understandings of God and God's desire for us, as you, a new deacon, are given our trust and God's blessing to teach God's love. Amen.
This has been a sermon podcast from St. Benedict's Table. For information on our church, including further resources during these days of the COVID-19 global pandemic, or to provide support for our online work, visit us online at stbenedictstable.ca. Thanks for listening.